Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Justin Andrew Wilde, author of Tomorrow Again, asked if you took a blank calendar and looked at it month by month, would each month hold a special life-changing anniversary? Do you seek a life where you create more meaningful moments, which can become important anniversaries as you look back? Are you spending your life in pursuit of something worthy? Are you drifting away day by day as time passes by? Well, these philosophical questions are the guiding principle behind a series of events framed over 11 days in a searing Midwestern summer. Fixed on devotion to dying, accumulation of others' possessions, and searching for purpose and hoping for escape. Justin Andrew Wilde was born in Michigan, raised in Kansas, although currently resides in the United States with his wife, Julie. For most of his adult life, he's lived abroad in South Korea, Chile, China, and India. A devoted traveler, writer, educator, employee relations and engagement senior specialist at Kansas State University. He lives to connect with people, learn, and explore, and seeks out the kinds of stories that appeal to people on a human emotive scale. His passions include writing, travel, photography, golf, and living life deliberately. Tomorrow Again is his first novel. Author Justin Andrew Wilde is our guest on This Week in America. Justin, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you for having me on. It's great to be here.
I love what you've done in the book. Really looking forward to our conversation in discussing Tomorrow Again, your first novel. Tell me about the concept behind the book, regarding the calendar and the days. How did that come about for you?
It really started when I was living in Arizona, and I was starting my teaching career, but I was wondering, you know, do I want to stay in Arizona? Do I want to do other things? And it, you know, hit me that our lives, we like our big anniversaries. Like most people have a wedding anniversary or, you know, our birthday we celebrate. But why don't we have more anniversaries that we really remember that shaped us? And I started to wonder, you know, there's 365 days in a year. How many of them are really memorable and how many have shaped me? And so I started to think about the concept then that at the end of my life, could I have a calendar and every month has a life-changing anniversary? And that was really the genesis of the novel.
The book is Tomorrow Again by Justin Andrew Wilde. You find the book, of course, at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. Link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Besides the calendars and the days, what are some other the major themes that you address in Tomorrow Again?
So the character of Philip is deeply nostalgic for a world that no longer exists. He's a Korean War veteran, quite old. His wife has passed away, and he's clinging to the things that he loved, but that have begun to move on, such as his church. You know, his home, which he built, is kind of falling apart. And so I really wanted to explore the themes of nostalgia through him. Lily is another elderly character, and her pursuit is she goes to the auctions of her friends who have passed away, and she buys the things they own that she always coveted in her own life. And I wanted to explore that need to, you know, own and consume through her. But the two younger characters, Jackson and Gina, are both in their early 20s to mid 20s. And they're both, the theme of escape is what's coming through with them. They're stuck in a place. They don't want to be stuck, but they don't know how to get out of it. And I think that's a really clear theme even today with a lot of people living in the US. And so I wanted to explore that need to escape and how we become stuck through those two characters.
How challenging was it to develop the characters? Each character represents something. How did you determine what you wanted them to represent and how many people would be in the list of characters?
So they're the main four. There are a few minor characters that, you know, don't play a huge role. John is the individual who passes away. His daughter, Marcy, is another small character. And then there's a character named Pastor Kelly, who is the minister of the church. For the main characters, I really write them out before I write the book. I write a character sketch. What would they do in this situation? Why do they do it? And so I want to really become familiar with the character before I put them into the plot, because otherwise I worried I would just be creating this character and constantly changing them throughout the book. So really fleshing them out on paper, I write by hand before I type, in this kind of situation was what was needed to really make them living people.
Well, you've done an excellent job with that. The characters are very descriptive with them. You feel like you know the characters as you're reading about them and their lives unfold. The book is Tomorrow Again by Justin Andrew Wild. Mentioning characters, Summer is almost a character in the novel. Describe how you wanted the season to be a major part of the book's events.
Sure. I'm from Kansas, and I currently live here again, as you mentioned. And summer here, when I was a kid, was really June through August. And now it's almost May through October. And so really characterizing what a long, hot summer does was a big part of the book. Because those days blur together in the heat kind of beats you down, but it also slows time in a strange way. For years, as I worked in schools, I always had summer off, and I always thought, boy, you know, it's late May. I'm not going back to work till mid-August. This lasts forever. And then I turn around, it's mid-August, and all the plans I had, I didn't necessarily always get to. And so making the summer kind of a living, breathing character was a really important part of the book for me, and also to, you know, create and work with this plot of these days blending together.
I remember those days of a 3-month summer, and then, you know, come the first part of the end of August, first part of September, you knew it was over, everything was changing, and that's no longer the case. Talk a little bit about generations in the book. Did you target have a specific target audience in mind? The book relates basically to people of all ages. What was your thought process as you were writing this?
I think there were two things. One is very few writers put elderly people in books. A lot of characters are either, you know, teens to kids to middle-aged people. But I think the life experience of elderly people is so important to learn from, but also to look at what people go through in the final chapters of their life. The nostalgia, the loss, realizations about dwindling time, and how that actually can relate back to us. I also really wanted to target 20-somethings. I have a real heart for young people now. The stereotype of people my age is that we think the younger generation has it easier, they're spoiled, etc. I actually think 20-somethings today have it much harder than I did when I was their age. I came of age in the 90s. The Cold War was over. It was a stretch before September 11th and things changed. And that was a really good time to be in my 20s. Whereas for people today in that age bracket, I think they've had a lot of struggles with what they lost through COVID and lockdowns, unsurety about the future, political turmoil. And so I wanted to really give tribute to that struggle through those two characters. Because I think at the end of the day, that struggle of being stuck, the struggle of nostalgia, are all very deep human elements that reach across cultures and age groups. And so I'm hoping that as people read it, even if they're not elderly or they're not in their 20s, they still think that's me or that's something I've gone through.
Well, it gets us thinking about that, the difference in the generations. And bottom line is we're all pretty much the same. And you do a very nice job of bringing out the emotions of the different generations. Our guest is Justin Andrew Wild. The book is Tomorrow Again, book available wherever books are sold. His Amazon link is on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk about the role of religion and faith in the book, how you were able to interwoven that into the storyline.
I deeply believe humans are hardwired to believe in something. Obviously, we have differences along faith and belief systems, but it really comes down to where we look for meaning in our lives and what happens when that meaning is dwindling. The character of Philip devotedly goes to church, but he's not that religious. It's that church has been part of his identity for so long. I really liked exploring and creating the character of Pastor Kelly. He does believe, he wants to do the right thing, but like Gina and Jackson, he's stuck. He's in his 20s. He's taking over a church that used to be very established, and now the membership has dwindled. He doesn't know what to do, and there's that fear of loss of meaning. And then there's, you know, the younger characters as well who are looking, part of their being stuck is that need for a central piece. And so some of my favorite chapters actually take place at church during the worship service, and really exploring how that intended meaning of church gets diffused through the different characters as they go through it. And of course, one of the central scenes, the funeral at the end, takes place in the church. And that's where some of those characters' realizations come through.
Several of the characters, two of the characters in the book are artistic in nature. How does that affect the plot lines? How did you work that into the plot, that plot line, the story?
As a writer, I know how creative pursuits can be incredibly fulfilling, but also very frustrating. And so, you know, for Gina, she has a deep muse and she paints, but she doesn't always know the meaning of that painting. And Jackson is a musician, he's a music teacher. But in the first chapter, he kind of mythically loses this passion and ability to play. And so the removal of that, the struggles he has with writing, deeply play into his character and his plot line. But Pastor Kelly is a very academic preacher, minister. He fancies himself a writer, and a parishioner dies and he struggles to create and write a good eulogy for him. And so I really wanted to focus on how artistic pursuits can bring great meaning into life, but they can also bring great frustration. And that leads back to that theme of escape and kind of being caught in that long, hot summer.
Out of all the characters in the book, Lily seems to be the one without really struggles. Why is that?
She's free. Her husband has passed away, and you get the sense they had a good marriage, but that it wasn't, you know, terribly fulfilling. She doesn't have to worry about money, and she can pursue what she wants to pursue, which is collecting the items she coveted in life. So she's actually thriving because she's found something to center her and keep her moving. And one of the most important scenes with her, she really wonders how much all of her stuff is worth. And so she hires a man to come and appraise it. And a really cool part of that scene is he thinks he's smarter than she is. And he thinks because she's old, she doesn't understand what she has. She actually does. She just needs that affirmation of what she owns. And so it's a neat character in the sense that she kind of is like the insect on water. She glides above all the other turmoil that the people feel. And she doesn't have that turmoil because she has found her place of freedom.
With us on the program is Justin Andrew Wild. His book is Tomorrow Again, book available wherever books are sold. The language of the book is distinct. Describe your writing style, how you write, how you presented this story.
So I wanted the language to mirror the density of a summer and how it almost becomes hallucinogenic in nature. But I also want to immerse the readers in the book and give them a full sensory living experience. And so working to write that way, I almost wanted the language to be one more character in the book. So I do have just a quick excerpt to read from to kind of mirror that. It's one of my favorite passages. It's on page 62. On a day the color of whales, Jackson sat in his dining room, elbows resting on a long table that reflected the flashes of lightning coming through the blurred windows. The day was roiling outside of the cold, closed house. Heavy dark clouds grazed beneath an expansive slate sky, rising and falling with winds and barometric pressure, as the long songs of thunder rippled from far away and closed in, seeming like an invisible freight train chewing up tracks and prairie. It wasn't a moment that was electric so much as it was ferocious. The few heavy-aged trees were already being buffeted in the wind as the angry whale songs continued to roll over and past the town, flattening spirits and causing people to look out of their office windows or grasp their steering wheels while keeping one eye on traffic and the other on the green and gray sea that frothed above. Children on bikes jetted home, their bravado forgotten, at a basic reptilian urging as sparrows darted above them, looking more like the last brown leaves of autumn, out of place against the heavy green of summer. The rain came in an instantaneous pounding that caused all traffic to stop and the earthworms to leave the ground, writhing like small exposed roots on the sidewalks. Interspersed with the large drops were the small hailstones that bounced off sidewalks and shattered the odd window to admit rain, leaves, and wayward insects.
You could do an audiobook here, too. I love how you read that as well with the enthusiasm. They are your words and presented so well. The book is Tomorrow Again by Justin Andrew Wild. I want to talk about the how you go about writing a book. How long did it take you to write Tomorrow Again?
If I stitched it all together. It probably would have taken about a year and a half, but it took place over a few different countries. And I got to be about two-thirds of the way through the book, and I had stalled on it for a while. I had a bit of writer's block. I had some confidence issues. And I sat down one summer and I thought, I'm going to sketch out the rest of the book and I'm just going to do this. And then I really worked it out. So the book took about 3 years to write in terms of total time span. If I had condensed it and stitched it together, about a year and a half.
Let's talk about that travel. What role does that play in shaping you as a writer? Seeing different cultures, different generations, in different societies, in different countries, does that give you some background? People watching in different countries, does that help you as a writer?
It does. I think travel, there's two sides of it. One, travel really does open up the mind.
Yes.
You have to think differently. You have to react to things differently. When I'm traveling, my senses are much more aware because I'm taking everything in. I think the flip side of it for me was living in foreign countries for so long and how it really taught me to be an observer. And, when you don't speak a language, you have to find a different way to get through things and you have to think creatively. And so having that dimension of travel has made me much more aware of how I watch and look at human beings. And that's also really helped affect how I write people.
What are your thoughts now that the book is out there? You get a copy of Tomorrow Again for the first time. It's your name on the cover. It's your book. And what was that experience like? What you went through in trying to do this, wanting to do this, overcoming the writer's block, finally getting it published. What was that feeling then? And what is it like now that you are a published author?
It's a great feeling of accomplishment to have published the book. It's an interesting thing because it's out there. In my former career, I was actually going to be in the performing arts. I came to K-State as a music major. And the thing about a performance is you do it and it either went well or not so well, but then it's just over and
Yes.
you move on. And the book is out there, really forever. Even if they stop printing hard copies, it will be in digital copies. And so it's interesting to think it's something that 20 years from now, for some reason, someone could come across it and react to it. And it's kind of a trip. I had a good friend, he's from New Zealand. He was traveling and he got it on Amazon in New Zealand. And it just, wow, I've never done something with this kind of broad reach. And so it's still something that, once in a while, I keep the copy on my desk. I have a promotional poster framed, and it almost doesn't seem like it's something I did. Like there was a different part of me that the artist that came out and kind of did this thing, and it's amazing to me sometimes just to look at it. But I have a lot of pride and accomplishment in what I did.
In the beginning of the book, you quote scripture, so teach us to number our days that we may present to you a heart of wisdom. Talk about choosing that and maybe what you hope the takeaway is when we read the book and enjoy the stories and the interaction and the backstories of the people. What do you hope we take away from reading the book?
I think if we think about our days as being numbered, I hope we start to live life more richly and we start to think more about what we're doing and why we're doing it. One of my favorite Chinese proverbs is, enjoy yourself, it is later than you think. And it's a little dark, but it's also this moment of, well, how am I living my life? And, what am I doing? And so for the characters in the book, they're normal people. And like a lot of, like all of us, you turn around and it's another year. And it's often the feeling of that went by so quickly,
Yes.
really, in the end. And so I think that piece of scripture is important because it's talking about considering how we spend our time. But at the end, what's in our heart is a wisdom, not regret, not anger, not sadness, but wisdom, which seems calming and, kind of peaceful. It's always a compliment to say about someone, he or she or they are so wise. And so bringing that wisdom in our lives to help, cultivate a similar trait around our people, around our families, our colleagues, I think is a major part of the book.
It's great as you go through the day and you come into the close of the day and you're thinking, okay, I'm going to turn the calendar. Am I going to fill in anything today or am I going to leave it blank? It's a wasted day if I leave it blank. I've still got time. I really need to do something. The book is so well written. Tomorrow Again by Justin Andrew Wild. What are you working on now? A published author, The Creative Side of You has come out. You enjoy it. You're good at it. Working on another book?
I'm finishing a second book. I'm almost done. It almost exclusively takes place overseas, although the central characters are Americans. And it takes place internationally in China, Thailand, and India, which are all places I either lived in or have extensively traveled through. And a lot of it is about exploring, do we let change happen to us, almost like a wave that rolls over us?
Yes.
Do we resist change? And how do we work at developing and growing ourselves? So the two central characters are both in their 20s. Melissa begins her journey in India, and Marcus technically begins his journey in Phoenix, although his first chapter is in Shanghai, where I lived for 12 years. And so the book is really about the realizations we gain through travel, but also the way at times we resist those realizations. And the two characters start out separate, but they do come together in a very interesting series of events in an area of Thailand called Rylai Beach and an island called Koh Phoda, and about the events that happen there while they meet other people and how they themselves navigate those challenges.
I'm hopeful that we can talk about that as well. I love the concept of this book, Tomorrow Again. I love the concept of the new book. I see both of these being a movie, a TV series. There is so much there to unpack as you're reading. And the books are so enjoyable. This book is enjoyable, Tomorrow Again. I'm sure the next book will be, and I can't wait to have a chance to talk about that. Justin, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Tomorrow Again, Justin Andrew Wild, book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. My thanks to KingPagesPress.com, the author's marketing consultant, for arranging our conversation today. Thank you for being with us. Congratulations on opening up a whole new career for you, an excellent career as a writer. Pleasure having you on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Rick. This has been great.
It's been fun. Our guest is Justin Andrew Wild. The book is Tomorrow Again. All the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.